For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining us on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. You did it once again. You got through the week, didn't you? But this time, you did it with grace, God's enthusiasm, God's strength. I know you did. I know you got up early in these wee dark hours and put to practice everything we've been going over of solitude, silence, and waiting. I know you've been doing it. And I know you're loving it. I know you're benefiting from it. Isn't it good? Isn't God good? Seek first the kingdom, his way of doing things, and everything else your little heart wants will be added. Isn't that great truth? Well, look, I'm excited because it's Friday, and we're keeping up with our new venture to answer your questions. So if you're out there and you think, oh, I have a question, well, write it into me. We'll try to get it on the air, and it's going to help not just you, but so many others. So I have a question, and actually it was another long one, but I'm going to make it very brief, from someone from Mississippi. Hope she's listening. And always remember, you can get these on the website if you've missed the broadcast. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, click the radio menu page. But she had heard me talking about these veils that can block our vision from God. And I come out of 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face. Notice there's no veil. Beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, and it comes from the Spirit of the Lord. So here's what happens. That's in reference to unveiled face. In the Old Testament, Moses, when he would go talk to God after fasting and praying, or whenever he would go communicate with God, he would come out of that time of being in the presence of God, and his face so shined with God's glory and God himself that the children of Israel would say, oh my gosh, Moses, it's so bright. We can't even communicate with you because you've been with God. And Moses would have to put a veil over his face. Well, he'd go back into the presence of God. He'd remove the veil. Come back out, have to put a veil on. 2 Corinthians will tell you that was a fading glory. Well, now fast forward to the New Testament. There's no veil anymore, is there? In the New Testament, the veil's removed. How, Anna? In Christ. It is removed in Christ. You'll see in 2 Corinthians verse 14, whenever 16 through 17, beginning in verse 14, is removed in Christ. Then you go to 16 and 17. Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil's taken away. So if you're in Christ, your veil, my friend, is gone. Now you may erect a veil again. That children of Israel did. They had hatred and they had prejudice. And so they couldn't see God. Moses would be like, oh my gosh, look, he's talking. And the children of Israel would be like, no, Moses, you talk to him. Why? They had a veil hidden over their eyeballs and their hearts of hatred and prejudice. And so they couldn't see. These veils can be anything from, oh my gracious, the world. The world's a veil, isn't it? Blinds you from seeing God. Sin will blind you. The law, prejudices, hatred, unbelief, pride, your own self, impatience, the flesh, good works. All these can veil you from seeing God. But the good news is the veil was torn in two in the New Testament. When Jesus died and rose again, the veil was ripped in two. You can go in right now to the presence of God. You don't have to have the veil on, remove the veil. That's Old Testament. We're in the New. Jesus paved the way. Go right in, my friend. You say, well, I've been harboring the sin. I've been harboring unforgiveness. Get rid of it. What do we read in 2 Corinthians? Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So my friend in Mississippi and anyone else, you have something that's been blocking you. Turn to the Lord. The veil has already been torn in two, and it will now happen for you spiritually. God will help you get your eyes opened and your heart right. Anyone who turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away because he already paved the way at the cross and the resurrection. Hope that helps. Hey, I love it. Love the Q&As. And hope you're going to my website to register for the Christmas luncheon, December 7th. A lot of people coming to that. It's going to be a blast, $26. Full lunch, full on teaching, giveaways. And November 30th, where we're going to help the homeless. God bless you. I've loved all week. By God's grace, see you Monday on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.